few scattered single chairs around if anyone wants to come closer, and there are chairs up here if you'd like to be closer. Smoking is not allowed in this auditorium. I have 7,000 announcements to make. There's a reception for Mr. Wilbur in the Terrace Lounge following tonight's reading. We hope you can come. On Tuesday of next week, there will be a student reading at Pima College in the boardroom of Building C at 8:30. That's March 13th, Tuesday. Three Pima College students and two university students will read together. Also next Tuesday evening, in this room, Mr. Robert Houston will be reading under the auspices of the English department from his prose writings. The next poet who is scheduled to visit is Sandra McPherson, and she has kindly agreed to substitute for Richard Howard, whose name appears on the calendar we sent to you. Today is March the 7th, and April 6th will be the due date for entries in our spring poetry contest. Poetry Center, as an agent for the Academy of American Poets, presents a $100 prize to student, graduate, or undergraduate. And then there are smaller prizes also offered. We'll have the rules and entry forms available by the middle of next week. And if you'd like any information, just call the Poetry Center. I'm very happy to introduce Mr. Richard Wilbur this evening. Mr. Wilbur read for us in 1964. It was one of our happiest memories at the Poetry Center. As well as poetry, he is a well-known critic, translator, writer of one of my favorite children's books called Loud Mouse. His book of poetry called Things of This World in 1957 won both the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. Mr. Wilbur's other prizes and credits are so numerous that I will not read them to you. His most recent collection of poetry is Walking to Sleep. I'm very happy to introduce one of the most distinguished poets in the English language, Mr. Richard Wilbur.
Thank you, Mrs. Shelton.